It'll be a tournament championship game coming up for South Nottoway. Then they'll have the stretch round of the 275 conference, of which they are still very much a part of. South Nottoway's head basketball coach is Aaron Murphy. Your visit with him is next. I think you were playing in the semifinal. I think you were going to play your semifinal game of the Stanbury tournament when we visited last, which was a relatively quick rematch against Jefferson. You'd beaten them earlier, in the week prior to the Stanbury tournament. This time, Jefferson wins 44-31. And whereas in the first game, you always had, it seemed like you always had a big answer, had some timely baskets in this game, or in the first game. This one, it was a little bit different. They shot the ball well early in the game. That seemed to get them probably comfortable first. And then they always just kind of had a lead that they kept.
Yeah, they came out firing on all cylinders. And, you know, they really showed up to play. And first quarter we didn't do too bad. But we lost out on too many possessions offensively. We had way too many turnovers. Their pressure got to us. And I think it had us rattled from the beginning. From first time we played them to the second time, it was night and day difference. We didn't feel or look like a confident team out there against their pressure. The second time around at Stanbury, but anytime you're losing out on possessions and giving them extra possessions, especially a well-rounded team like Jefferson, the outcome's not necessarily in your favor a lot of times. But Jefferson had a good game plan coming in. I think they really upped their pressure versus us, and it worked for them because they definitely had us all off balance pretty much the whole game.
He had King City in the third place game, so the third place games for girls are unique because it's such a quick turnaround off of a night that you have a semifinal. What it means generally is you don't exactly know what you're going to get in terms of a product that is on the floor. I think it's still a fairly well-played game. Certainly it was a close game, but it must have been one that King City was at least able to get, if not control, at least advantage in the fourth quarter and kept it.
You know, a little bit ago you're alluding to the first game with Jefferson, anytime they scored, we have an answer. That's exactly what King City did. We'd get a score and they'd answer. And they shot the ball exceptionally well that game, and we're ready for it. We come out, and I was really, really happy with our defense. We allowed 17 points in the first half. I'm okay with that. I thought we did a lot of good things defensively, and offensively we couldn't get a bucket to fall, it seemed like. First quarter, only 4 points. Started to get a little hot, get a little hotter in the second, but then, follow up an 8-point quarter in the third. We just couldn't, we left a lot of points out there, in my opinion. And we just couldn't get it going. But girls understand, and they've heard from me many times that, offensively you can control where your shots are taking place, but getting them to come in, you can't talk them in. It's just something that's got to happen. But that didn't happen with us. We shot 28% for the game, and it just ended a rough stretch that Stanbury tournament for us. We just offensively didn't have it that tournament. That speaks a lot of the defense we were going in against King City the second time around. Their defense was ready for us. They really shut off passing or driving lanes and wouldn't allow us to get to the basket as much as we did the first time around. But they did a good job, made a shoot from outside, and we just couldn't get them to fall. And whenever we were lucky enough to penetrate the zone, we couldn't get them to, or penetrate the man into the lane, we couldn't get them to fall. So it was a frustrating tournament for us, for sure.
Had Union Star in a league game that you'd won and beat them for the second time this year that came out of the Stanbury tournament, put you into the Northwest basketball tournament where you had some pool play games, or it was into three different pods. You've won your first two to get into the championship. Again, some of these are also rematch games. In fact, both of these ended up being rematch games. Nottoway Holta was the first one, a 61-40 win. Now, was this their first game back after all that sickness that they had to go through?
I believe it was their second game. They played the night before against Worth County.
Okay. Oh, okay. So they were starting. They were finally getting back to starting the tournament. And apparently, when they're, one, when they've got all their roster and when they're healthy, they have a potential to be pretty dangerous.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's just a couple of girls away from, in my opinion, the first time we played, there were a couple of girls from beating us, and this time around, I think there were definitely two girls away from making it a, highly contested contest all the way through. But, numbers have really kind of hampered them a little bit, but, there's no quitting those girls. They're gonna play hard, and they're going to leave it all on the floor. They're battling some sickness as well with the low numbers. So, at times when we played them on Tuesday, they had to, play with four players, and they're still able to score against us. I don't know why I'm laughing about that, but, they were able to get around us and really make it a game the first half. But we got going on the second half and kind of resembled that team that we saw in the beginning of January. And that's, been stressing the girls. That's the team we can still be, and we just haven't seen for a while. But girls responded well in the second half and happened to carry on through last night.
All right, and beat Worth County, get into the championship game. Beat Worth County last night, 59-36, and probably a Worth County team that's in a much more positive frame of mind because they'd finally got some traction in terms of win losses. I'm not positive that they still had not played well in that fairly lengthy stretch of games where they didn't have a lot of success. I think some of that, in fact, I would guess a good part of it would be schedule driven, but they had finally got some traction going, and they'd won a handful of games going into yours.
Yeah, it's a young and up and coming team, and they have a very, very high ceiling, and they're starting to figure it out. A lot of those young girls are have several games under their belt, and they're playing like they have a lot of confidence, and they made it a very, very tight first half, and we were able to wear them down a little bit, get them in a little bit of foul trouble, and open it up in the second half. But they're a dangerous team just for that reason of the youth, and they're figuring out things. And once they get it all figured out, they're going to be a complete. They are now a dangerous team. We were fortunate enough to just we shot really well last night. We were able to get to the basket. We played defense well. We made it contested their outside shooters. The All-E girl coming off an 11 three-pointer game against Nottoway Holt on Monday. We knew we were going to have our hands full and not allow help off her, but we were able to hold her to one three-pointer, which is a heck of a lot better than 11, and force them from shoot outside contested shots, and we're able to get the rebound and convert those into points on the other end.
All right. North Nottoway is going to be the championship game then. They edged East Atchison, and it's almost, with you and North Nottoway, it's almost about who can make the game the way they want it, I would guess.
Exactly right. We've had our battles. It's a very, they're a veteran group, as we are. And we've had a lot of battles together, and, some, would be a little lopsided here and there, and then some are 1-2-point games. And you're exactly right. It's whose game plan starts off in that first half. And, the first couple of possessions of that game, in my opinion, dictate that. They come through and they're able to get their inside game going early, then you just created a monster, because then we're going to have to make adjustments down low, and then you have Felicia Davison that's going to knock down the outside shots. They're a well put together team. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They don't give up, and we're definitely going to have our hands full. But we got to come out Friday and make sure that we don't allow them to get that inside game going early, make them force contested shots outside, and we're going to play defense. That's all there is to it.
It's Aaron Murphy, head basketball coach of South Nottoway.